Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Comes in from Matt. It says, Dear Freak Show, I wanted to send a confession in this morning after hearing the mom write in about her son talking to two different girls. I'm a single guy. I'm 28 years old, no kids, and I'm dating, casually dating and out here living my best life. I was sitting and listening to the freak out level of this guy talking to two different girls, and I thought the single world needed to speak up for casually dating. I'm currently dating five people. There are no secrets or sneaking around. We're all adults and not ready to be locked down. So it's casual. That works for us. Making a young kid feel like he has to commit to one person is so unfair. The people I'm linking up with are all respectful, sweet girls. Plus, I'm only being romantic level with three of them. Two of them I'm just talking to and getting to know. There's nothing physical or anything about that, because that's not a pressure. I listen to you guys every morning, so I think we should build up the men that are in the dating pool who are respectful, great guys, and who are just not ready to settle down yet, but not leaving broken ladies in their wake. That's a real thing. Keep up the great times. I just wanted to speak up for us single people out here who are doing it the right way. And I signed Matt H.
I'm cool with this as long as everybody's on board. Everybody's cool with, you know, everybody sleeping around and you're dating. And as long as everybody's up for it, then go.
I applaud the transparency.
Yeah, like, I like stuff like that.
If everybody knows what the deal is, it's casual. You're not like feeding them like lies. Like, baby, you the only one.
Like running game.
You the only one.
And
the
boy yesterday that he was mentioning, he was telling them that I love you. And they didn't know about each other. He was like trying to pass off like the whole I love you. You think?
Well, that was when mom was mad too,
yeah.
Because the dad was kind of like
different.
A D-bag, and so she didn't want her kid to end up like that. So I think she was panicking or whatever. But we're not trying to like make anybody feel bad about being single or being unfair to people. I personally think that, I mean, five is like, that's a pretty lofty number.
You're busy.
That's like, I mean, how are you? Do you have room for anything? Like, do you have a good job?
Haven't you dated multiple people at the same time? I mean, I have.
But not five.
Everybody knew. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sure they knew about it. One or two are probably barely ever see them.
Yeah.
They just kind of in
DMs.
Casual communication. Mm-hmm. And he probably got a starting three. That he's rotating.
Yeah.
He got tickets to the big three. All right, well, how about this? Single folks, stand up. If we're going to show y'all some love this morning, people who are casually dating, you get the floor. How many people are in your rotation? Mm. How many effectively? And I only want to hear, like he said, the people who are not leaving, what do you say, the broken ladies in their wake.
Yeah.
People who ain't leaving guys out there hurt. If you got, you know, a good rotation of everybody happy and nobody not satisfied, I want to hear from you on text or call, 888-429-0941, and we'll see if these numbers are, you know, threes. Yeah, okay. Four, five. I mean, Jesus, but we'll get you on. Hold on. Brianna's on the line, and you say you're pretty cool with this.
Of course. Like, it doesn't make sense to just hunker down with one person after a couple of dates. Like, that is insane. They could be a complete psycho and you wouldn't even know it. And then you end up stuck in a situation.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, so you're out there in the casual dating world?
Yeah. So right now I'm casually dating three different guys and a woman.
And only
one of them I actually have casual sex with. The rest I just hang out with, get to know. Like, sometimes we go to the club. Sometimes we go to, like, cigar lounges.
Wait, how many you say you casually linking up with?
Only one person I'm casually having sex with. But
okay. Is it the girl?
Four people.
It's the girl, ain't it?
It's the girl.
Tell us it's the girl.
It's the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
How'd you guys know?
One of these girls is not like the other.
This girl's got more game than us.
Yeah.
For me specifically, I've just always been sexually attracted to women.
Yeah.
It's just something about us, you know?
Yeah.
But in general, men are crappy when it comes to casual sex. Like, they don't really get hookup culture. They expect you to just be having sex with them, and I'm not really on that playing field. Like, if you're going to date other women and have sex, then I'm going to date other people and have sex. With that being said, it's still about being open and honest and having trust and communication with your partner. That's the foundation. And unfortunately, American men aren't great at that. They're the only men I've met in the entire world, and I've traveled the world, over 28 different countries, six continents, And only American men have a problem with dating women. But I also feel like that's partly because we may not actually like women, you know? Like, a lot of American men are more about the bros instead of women.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, boy. Yeah, I heard that, right?
Yeah, and it just, it doesn't go well with hookup culture, because how are you sitting here saying that you like women while continuously degrading them, lying to them?
Running the whole game. So it's showing that you don't really have that honor system for them. So I do get that. I get that. I like the honesty, though, the fact that you're transparent with everybody, Brianna. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Let's see. We have a no name here that says you have three in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I'm actually not physical with any of them, but I've been talking to three dudes.
Okay, and how are you vetting when you're gonna like let that graduate to that? Is it gonna like be like a race, like the person who wins gets that prize, or are you just feeling them out?
No, as of right now, just like feeling it out. I'm a go with the flow kind of person about like every aspect of my life. I'm one of those people that believes everything happens for a reason. So, like, certain people come into your life for a reason, and it's just you determining why.
Can I ask you, because the person who wrote was kind of upset that the mom was, there was a mom that basically saw her son was talking to two different girls and saying, I love you and all this stuff. So she was really mad about that. And that's why the writer wrote us and said that people are pushing folks to the altar. Are your family or friends ever pushing you out of this lifestyle you're doing with the casual dating, wanting to see you lock it down? Do you get that kind of pressure?
I mean, I got people at work that are like, what are you doing with your life? But I'm like, bro, you guys are all like married and have kids and lives. It's not my fault that you guys settled down so quick in your life.
Oh, okay.
So you feel like everybody's just judging you.
Everybody's jealous of what you got. That's what it is. That sounds
Yeah, but I'm one of those people that don't give a flying hoot. Mm-hmm. You can say what you want to say. It's not going to bother me because it's my life and I'm going to live it the way that I want to live it.
Right.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you, sweetie. Thank you for sharing that. Let's see. Tiny's on the phone. Tiny, what's going on?
What's going on?
You cleared the roster. What happened?
Man, look, I had to. Dudes be just as worse as girls.
Why though? Why? Like, what's the problem? Who ruined it?
Really, it was everybody. I kid you not. It was everybody at the same time. Everybody fell in line at the same time, and I just cut each one off.
So you went from a coach of a whole team to no players.
Wow.
No bench.
No bench.
So are you out there recruiting right now?
I actually am recruiting. I got me a little, what's the name, but he ain't going to be a part of my lineup.
Oh, yeah.
He not going to make the lineup.
He trying out. He wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
Nah, he going to stand alone. He good. He good.
What is he doing that he's not going to make the roster?
It's not that he's not going to make the roster. It's that he's going to make the roster by himself.
Okay. So you traded out everybody for one good one.
I needed me a Michael Jordan player. I was playing with a bunch of rookies.
Wow. Somebody's got to step up, right?
Has he cleared his roster?
Say that again?
Has he cleared his roster?
Everybody cleared their roster. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. I mean, you're keeping everything right. Okay. All right. I like that. All right. Good. You know what? The fact that we had three, we talked about the single people who are out here dating.
Yeah.
And three confident women called in. It was like, yo, my numbers, I'm running them up. Yeah. Like, that's major right there. That's an eye opener because that was shocking to me. I don't know if anybody else was shocked that it was all ladies.
Well, that way you're not wasting your time.
I mean, or that ladies are just more in touch with what they want.
Yeah, and then, you can weed through the people that you don't want to be with.
Go ahead, ladies, man. Salute y'all. Single ladies. Mm-hmm.
Did any of these ladies that we talked to sound happy, or did they sound, like, stressed and overwhelmed?
Dobby, I'm going to push this button right here. I'm going to ignore you.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.